Jammers.
If you've been listening to Jammers and you like it or hate it or find it interesting,
no,
I don't fucking know.
If you like it, you like it. Everybody likes
it. No, they should share it if they hate it. No publicity is bad publicity, Steven. We'll take what we can get. Jesus.
Is that true?
Yeah, you just share it.
Tell your friends to listen to it so they can hate it with you. But then, big mistake on your part, because they're going to love it and you're going to look like a big dummy.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Rate it. But do that only if you like it. If you hate it, please don't rate it. Yeah. Please don't actually rate it. But if you like it, for sure rate it.
It would really help us out.
Yeah, even if you hate it, it's like when you smell something that smells bad, like you smell rotten milk and you're like, but you keep smelling it. Here, Megan, smell it. Somebody else do it.
Yeah. Have someone else smell it.
Yeah, have somebody join in your pain. Before we're about to play, we did this great episode. We were just in LA and we were at Doug Dixon's house. That was so super fun. But first I want to plug a couple things, upcoming gigs that we have that are coming up this week.
What you got?
If you are in New York City, Friday the 21st, we got Glamour Puss at the 7:30 tickets. We're like half sold out. So if you want to get those, go to my Instagram, the Glamour Puss Instagram. Get those tickets and come hang out. That's with me and Christina Hutchinson. We got Sarah Dooley. It's going to be a fun show. And then the 26th, I'm in the Hamptons with Tim Dillon at Stephen's Talk House. Ooh. That's going to be a fun show.
Fancy.
I'm doing a half hour and he's closing. It's a two-person show.
Wow.
And that link is in my Instagram bio to that.
You and Tim in the Hamptons is quite a combination.
It's going to be a nightmare. Oh my God. I'm so excited.
If you haven't listened to that episode of his podcast featuring Wendy, it's phenomenal.
Tim Dillon is going to hell when I guessed it. It's a really fun episode. If you hate this, you'll hate that too. Listen and share them both. And also email us at jammerspod@gmail.com. I want to thank Sarah for a very nice email.
Thank you, Sarah.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Sarah from Australia.
Meg, what you got?
Oh, I have, it's the 31st. It's July 31st, but I'm doing a show at Three Clubs in Hollywood where it's me as the comic and then there's burlesque.
Cool.
Oh.
So you won't have to worry about me being the only woman. That would be the worst. And then I think there's like magic and music too. It's a real grab bag of entertainment. I'm pretty excited.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Three clubs. Yeah, Three Clubs in Hollywood at 7. I'm pretty jazzed. Nice. Maybe there'll be jazz.
Awesome. Steven?
I'll probably be in the back of Glamour Puss.
Steven's going
to hide.
Steven's going to be taking pictures of Glamour Puss. So come and sit with him and tell him how great he is. Let's travel back in time to Los Angeles. Wait, what's the show? Jammers, the Selfish Health Podcast. Jammers. Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And?
Hey.
Steven Penta.
Real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh. I mean, like, it's selfish help.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
I believe in your purpose, baby. Coming up to the surface and maybe
Jammers. Oh my God, this feels weird without headphones. I'm going to not wear them because everyone else is not wearing them.
I like it.
I mean, there are now headphones sitting on the table. You can
pick
them up.
Are you going to wear
them?
You're really just...
That's... I know. It's too chill without headphones.
Dude, we're in fucking... I'm sorry. We're in California. We're chill as fuck.
A little narration. Nope. We're sitting in California in Doug Dixon's house.
Yeah. Yes.
The door is open. Los Angeles. There's Los Angeles traffic passing us by. We're way too fucking chill.
It's like listening to waves crashing each car going by. It's like you're at the beach.
It's not like the traffic in New York. It doesn't at all sound like waves crashing.
That's how I treat Megan's audio all the time. Whenever I hear the traffic in it.
you get lulled to sleep because you're like, am I at the beach right now?
Why are the doors open? Do you guys not have... I thought everything was air conditioned here all the time.
Like, oh, no. In fact, you're here on a good day. It routinely gets... we have a thermometer in the kitchen that gets... It reads 100 degrees on peak summer day. It gets fucking nasty in here. Like, it gets hardcore.
So you don't there's no air conditioner?
We have like a portable unit in the living room and that's just kind of
for like emergencies.
Do you see how adorable this house is? Like, this house is cute and old and no one's done anything to it since it was built.
Yeah.
When was this built, you know?
I think 1912.
Ooh. Yeah. I don't think it had invented central air yet.
No.
No.
I'm not a historian, but
I am an electrician. And I'll tell you one goddamn thing. 1912 was a bad year for us.
Absolutely. It was a dry year for sure for business. So
yeah, this is such a chill. It's interesting. The energy, just because we've been back in LA for a couple of days, I feel very relaxed.
I'm wearing a bathing suit top right now.
I don't feel relaxed.
You
at
don't
all.
Feel relaxed?
No. Fucking all these chill people driving slow, freaking me out.
Well, they're terrible drivers.
Like,
by the way, the reason everyone in LA is driving slow is because there's so many of us, we literally cannot drive faster.
No one can drive fast. You can't do anything.
Bumper to bumper traffic.
Like, just everything here moves so slow. I feel like I'm just fucking stuck in syrup.
Things move slow in New York, too.
No.
It's just going 24 hours a day.
We're so spread out here that it's hard to get around. And I mean, do you drive that much in New York?
Yeah.
Do you live in Manhattan?
I live in Manhattan.
You drive in Manhattan?
I drive in Manhattan all
Damn.
The time.
Okay. It's just a different style here. I think just because we're so spread out.
Yeah.
And it's a nightmare. It's complete.
But you're just a different style. Side of the
yeah.
It's an American
sure.
nightmare.
Exactly.
There's just so many more cars here, I think. It just, yeah. Mm. It's, I don't know. I mean, you're used to it.
Yeah.
You're from here. So
yeah.
It's.
I'm used to it, but I did.
Wendy, do you relax when you come back to California?
A little sometimes, but then a lot of times because my family's here, and so especially if I come back for work, and then it's like I will come back, and then you've got like where six people a day are like, let's get coffee, let's get lunch, and it's like, oh, I have stuff to do, and then my family's like, you're a terrible daughter. I'm like, this is my job. If I was a lawyer, they'd be like, what a good, but it's as a comedian, they're like, I'm writing a thing about when I fuck somebody in the butt with a strap on. It's very important. They're like, you can have dinner with your family. And I'm like, I cannot. I'm getting $50 for this.
Yeah. Yeah, right. This
like an
work.
Hour and you're like, no, just period.
Yeah, just in general.
You're like, and that is why we do not appreciate you.
Right.
Because a lawyer would be making $50 and buy the family dinner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can get dinner. I'm like Uber Eats. I got a free.
Oh, I was gonna be like, go and get dinner. Like, buying everybody Little Caesars.
Yeah.
We get one pizza to share.
No, we're doing the two for whatever the special is at McDonald's. You can order McDonald's on Uber Eats. That's the one big thing is the different. There's no Seamless here.
But there's Uber Eats.
I know. Which we
And been. Everyone that we've talked to seems to be super into Uber Eats.
We do. There's E24.
E24 is our jam.
Yeah, we do E24.
Yeah. Whoa. I mean, it's the same as Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Just usually it's kind of
Stop
a different
the podcast.
Selection.
We got to download apps. We'll be right back after this break.
Wendy, do you drive in New York?
No, not
okay.
at all.
Do you, but you're in cars often, I imagine, at some point getting to and fro.
Yes.
So how would you characterize the differences?
Oh, God.
The two?
Well, the traffic there is bad, but it's something like Manhattan feels like a Disneyland for adults because everything's so crammed in together.
Right.
So you get there
yeah.
and just, everything's packed into one place. So it's like exciting. Even the other night, and I'm not drinking while I'm here, but not as much because there's nothing cool to do.
Yeah.
I went, and well, by cool, I mean, and by that, well. I mean drugs, but like,
yeah,
no, but like it went somewhere after show the other night, my buddy Scott came to the show. I haven't seen him in like 10 years. So we sit after the show and we have a drink and we're just talking, catching up. And he's like, do you want to go down the bar, go down the street to the bar and drink? And I walked, I'm like, well, what are we going to do after that? Is there like, we're in Eagle Rock.
Is there like drugs to do?
Yeah, I'm like, is there karaoke? Like, can you walk? Do you know, but like, you can't, in New York, you walk out of one establishment and there's like 50,000 other things you could do.
But you're in Eagle Rock though.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do in Eagle Rock. I mean, it's on the up and up, but it's on the low part of the up and up hill. Like it's not, that's not.
I know, but I mostly just want to do, if I'm being honest, I just wanted to do karaoke, if I'm being honest. And I was like, unless there's a karaoke bar and or a drug dealer nearby, then I don't want to even drink because there's no point. There's nothing fun to do. So
yeah.
I've just been going home and ordering like tuna melts and just like going to sleep early. It's very
Oh,
depressing.
What a terrible
so no
trip.
I know. Karaoke bars
catching up on sleep.
And drug dealers in Los Angeles. I'm going to call bullshit.
Oh, if there's two things Los Angeles is not lacking on, it's karaoke yeah. bars and
well,
drug dealers.
Although we did, we tried to get into contact with the drug dealer for the other evening, and they were like, no, it's after 10 o'clock.
People have families.
What is that? Yeah. After that was the excuse?
Yeah, they were like,
yeah,
it's,
they
after
were like it's after 10 o'clock.
It's after, baby.
I cut everyone off after 10
Isn't
o'clock.
Isn't that when business starts? If
yeah,
you're
exactly.
I mean, a drug dealer?
Yeah.
You
like,
are in my
what?
Brain right now.
Huh?
I know. Or you're just like a really good one that you're like, guys, listen, if you need your drugs, you get them between 9 and 5. This is my job.
I mean, I guess that's what that is. You know, maybe you're just so professional.
I mean, well, when you're an entrepreneur, you have to really police your schedule. Yeah, exactly. So that's what they're doing.
You need boundaries. You need time for yourself.
Right. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Yeah.
No exceptions.
I'm off weekends.
What?
I have to take my kid to Little League.
10 o'clock would be like prime time.
I figure
your shift starts at 8.
That's what I'm saying.
Last till 8, you know, like.
You work nights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And it's a shame that I don't love weed because everyone has weed on their person and they're just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are people actively. Well,
Doug's sandals are made of almonds and weed.
Right. Yeah, actually.
The two most important things in California.
I have yet to see a almond edible. I feel like anything almond related. I mean, just.
We should do that.
Oh, actually, no, I do have.
Oh, not only have I seen it, I have it in my possession.
I do have almond butter, actually, that is infused. I got a sample of it, actually. So, yes, it is a thing now that I think about it.
Well, I feel like maybe we should introduce Doug.
Yeah, but everybody here.
Maybe.
Yeah, but everybody here grows it, too. Look at that segue. Look at that segue.
Double teaming it.
Wow. Boom. We made eye contact. Like, get ready. Yeah. And they're knocking. They're never going to see this coming down the chute.
What, us doing our jobs?
Yeah.
Okay. Not even well. Just okay.
Yeah, just kind of like, we're just talking about traffic. The most boring conversation. Traffic, air conditioning. When was this built? Oh, should we do the show?
Nah.
No.
Doug does just want to have a 311 album listening party.
It did come out today,
That was what was playing when we came in. I walked into a house in Los Angeles and 311 was playing. The LA stereotype of my fucking nightmare.
Right?
He is from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But he is a very big 311.
I saw the Boomer Sooner. I once dated a woman from Oklahoma enough to know Boomer Sooners. There I know nothing else.
Okay. This is a famous shirt, this Eskimo Joe's in Stillwater, Oklahoma, which is where Oklahoma State is. Bit of trivia.
Oh, Jesus.
I was really hoping to do a jam
on Oklahoma. No one needs Oklahoma
where
trivia.
Am I right now? What are we doing?
Oh, no. This is a 311 listing party / Oklahoma trivia show.
It was founded in 1907. Do you know where the phrase Boomer Sooner comes from?
He's going to like ring a bell. Everyone get their answers then?
No, phones down, guys. Phones down.
What are we talking about?
Well, it's weird. With headphones off, the problem is I feel like I'm just hanging out and I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to work. I just want to lay down and talk about traffic.
When are their headphones
on?
I'm trying
get in the game.
I know it's more, but I just feel like I'm like, oh, I'm just hanging out with my friends and I haven't seen it in a while. And so I'm like, oh, Megan's in a bathing suit. Let's just kick back and drink.
Let's blow up the pool.
This got way too chill.
Well, I think we're in a bind because we only have three. He needs to wear them because he's doing sound.
Yeah.
And we're all in a dick measuring contest about not wearing them.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is somehow leading to an SAT style question.
Who can last the longest?
Okay. I know. Yeah. Well, we're all just looking at the headphones.
I keep looking at them.
I know.
I see them. It's like a Mexican standoff.
It really is.
Tapping the handle of the gun. Like, who's going to go first?
I just have a knife out on the table.
I just want to check my levels
at all times.
We're at Doug Dixon's house.
Dougley.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome.
I know.
Welcome to my abode.
Thank you for having us here. Well, this is what we wanted to do when we had Megan in New York.
Right.
We did some fun New York shit and went on a date.
You found trash. You guys dug through. I listen.
Yeah.
I'm a listener.
Thank you.
Fan. We've got a fan.
We found him.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The one listener. Now, I would like to ask you.
I've been paying him.
Yeah. As our listener, will you like us and rate us and give us a good review on iTunes? And that goes for my mother, who is the other person who listens.
Or like, I don't know if literally anyone else is listening.
Yeah.
There's too many podcasts, I feel like.
I know, right?
It's an overwhelming landscape.
It is. Totally.
But you know, you got to beat them down with tenacity.
Yeah. This
and
is coming together.
Guests.
The first episode was a complete disaster, I felt like. The meltdown was that was fun. But by episode 2, I was like, oh, okay, this is rocking and rolling.
We got a real fan.
Look at that.
I feel like a meltdown is always a good starting point because doesn't every great creative thing start with a meltdown?
Usually.
Dixon, when was your meltdown?
Meltdown, Jesus. I mean, if we want to get real, no, I don't know. Bad breakup. I feel like that was, I had a bad meltdown with that, I think. If I had to have a meltdown.
What age are we talking about a bad breakup?
27, here? 28.
Yeah. Wow.
It was one of those slow fade breakups where you know a year in advance that it's not working and you just kind of.
No one pulls the trigger.
How long was the relationship?
I don't know, like 3 years. Like we were living together. We had dogs. I mean, it was like, it felt like a divorce when it was all said and done, you know, had to move out and all that shit.
And that was the bottoming out moment.
I felt like that. Yeah. If
today.
I had one, yeah.
Made him the 311 fan he is today.
Oh no, that's been, oh God.
He's like, fuck it.
thing is, I'm a self-aware 311 fan. Like I know they suck. I know they're like a douchey band. I get
not,
it.
Not self-aware enough to have them not play.
Oh,
when
I
I'm
fucking love
your home.
I've seen them over a dozen times. I've met them several times. Peanut, the bassist, follows me on Twitter. Like,
oh wow. Yeah.
No big deal.
Well, we all get to like things that you don't like, Steven.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is our right as Americans.
So, oh yeah.
And that,
I'm sure they're great
well,
guys.
Well, Steven and 97% of the population.
Really nice guys.
Yeah, like,
no.
No, that's wrong. I mean, incorrect, because, hello, someone is listening to all these fucking 311 records. Like, this isn't happening in a vacuum.
They're one
Somebody's
of those.
Somebody's listening to 311.
The same one person that listens to our podcast. Yeah. Doug Dixon.
They're one of those bands that you think just had, like, one hit and went away, but then you look them up, they've got a shit ton of albums. They tour every summer and sell out stuff. They're like an actor who you think doesn't do a thing, and you pull up their IMDb and it's like 50 credits, and they've been. Yeah. They're kind of like that, sort of.
But they're like making their own movie.
They're like, oh, that was the guy that got murdered on SVU. Yeah. I fucking
And he was in on 10 different TV shows in one season, like one of those type of.
Yeah, but they just put different glasses on, so you can never tell. Love a character actor.
Exactly.
311 is the character actor of musicians
for sure.
Named Peanut.
That's the bassist.
I know.
Aaron Wills, but they call him Peanut.
Oh, I love the knowledge.
No, I'm familiar with the I'm familiar with the bassist's name from 311.
Okay.
This is a thing that's in my brain.
Are you a closet 311 fan?
I'm a closet everything fan. I'm a real,
oh, that's why
I'm
he's
real,
so hateful.
No, I'm a real I know a lot about a lot of useless things, but when it comes to music, I know the most useless things.
Oh, don't you hate that? It's like good and bad. It's like, what are you gonna do with that?
Exactly. Ever? Nothing. Yeah. I'm constantly spewing out things that have no use.
I'm that guy with my circle of friends as well. Yeah. Just where the fuck do you get? And I don't know what I had for breakfast, but I can tell you bullshit that happened in the 90s. Yeah. Mm. I don't know.
Well, that's because you put weed almond milk in your cereal.
Yeah. In my weed cereal. Yeah.
Yeah. In the weed cereal. Now, do you? So that's, I mean, what are we? God, this is very strange. Okay. Well, we're very chill. We're about to go get in the blow up pool in the backyard.
I know. And then go look at the garden.
Check out the garden.
We had to drain it.
Shut up. For the premise of the podcast, the blow-up pool is still up, Doug. God damn it.
Sorry, and it is it's wonderful.
The pool in the blow-up pool.
That was made famous on Instagram.
It was many times.
Yeah, many times. Yep. So we're at the famous Doug Dixon's house. Yeah.
The famous Doug Dixon. World famous, if you want to.
We've mentioned you a bunch of times on the show.
We have.
So this is actually
I know.
A huge get.
As your one listener.
Yeah.
How do you guys all know each other?
Comedy.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Doug Dixon, you were the grower person of comedy. That is what we're calling
I guess
you.
I
the botanist comedian.
I like calling you a botanist.
I mean, it does say it on my Instagram handle, the botanist comic is what I say, not comedian, because it sounds better. But I don't know. I've grown stuff. There is a garden in the backyard.
Very proud of.
Proud of, but now it's just a
Well, some things have happened.
But
I think we should go into like the so how did the garden start? Because I think
we were drunk in the backyard, and I think it was you, me, and Preston. I think it was our sort of brainchild. Because it's got that section that is just asking for a garden, and we were drunkenly kind of hashing it out. But it was drunk talk at that point, and then.
Have you ever had a garden before?
No.
Is this your first garden?
First garden, yeah.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
What made you want to do it? Because this, I think, is important. And this is why we had to do this episode in California. Because the apocalypse is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we all need to learn how to grow something.
Yeah.
It just seemed like a cool idea, really, is what it was. I don't know. It was just something I thought would be fun to do. And then, you know, I sobered up and the next day and a few days after even, I was like, no, let's just knock it out in a Saturday. And me and Preston kind of hashed it half-assedly back and forth via text and planned it out. And we made a trip, had to get a rototiller, which I didn't know was a thing.
I have a great video of this. I will be posting to the Instagram.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I was just going to say, I got videos and of then, this the day it happened.
And then people who know how to work a rototiller, if you could please respond to the Instagram post.
So a rototiller, it's like it looks sort of like a lawnmower, but it easily weighs about 50 pounds. And it's just this big, heavy thing that has huge blades. And you have to basically chop up the soil so you can plant stuff in it. But we really had no instructions. I mean, we rented it from Home Depot, so it's like
YouTube video learning.
Not even that.
I don't think we even did that.
Not even that.
Well,
they're like, we have dicks. We can do this.
Yeah. No, it was totally
shirtless, like sitting on top of it, trying to weigh it down. It is real sexy.
It was definitely
about men.
It was definitely one of those like way harder than it seems. Like, it seemed real simple on paper. It's going to be like a lawnmower. You're just doing this. No, but this thing like fucking lurches around. We got the hang of it, but like the first couple of passes was terrifying. Cause we had to like stay in front of it. Cause it would just lurch forward. It would catch in the soil and just fucking jump. So we had the bright idea. Hey, let's stand in front of this 50 pound thing of steel and rotating blade, stand in front of it while someone pushes it. What's the worst that can happen? Like,
one of you could have lost a foot.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
no.
Now here's something. So Home Depot. Okay. So you guys don't have any license. It sounds like a dangerous thing to operate.
Oh, you just rent this shit.
I was going to say,
they don't give a fuck.
You just rented it. Yeah. How much was it?
Oh God. I don't know. Maybe $50 maybe. Ballpark.
I like how we're just like, we need gun control. But yeah, fucking take
it.
That sounds more dangerous than a weapon.
Power tools. I
mean, no training.
It is a weapon.
You can actually rent like large scale machinery.
Yes.
If you need to, like, we can rent stuff to bulldoze a house.
Yeah.
Then today.
Yeah.
Then pause the podcast. We'll just make a garden live on the air. Yeah.
Look, I can't get you an 8-ball, but I can get you a 15-foot caterpillar if you want. No problem. I can get that within an hour right now.
You want drugs? That's bad for you. What do you need this for? Where you want to grow some kale? Perfect. Welcome to California.
Yes. Man, it's just one of those things. You don't realize it's possible until you're like, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, we could do anything.
So you rented it. So did they have like a truck? How did you guys get
it? Oh, no. We loaded it in my 4Runner and it was not easy. I mean, that thing, it might have been maybe 75, and it's like a big 75, like real wide, you know? Like, so it was just when something's heavy, but also awkward, it was just a fucking thing. We had to shut the back in a way that the handle like went through the open window a certain way. Like it was gnarly, but it fit in it. So we brought it here. I mean, we got up early and did. I can't believe we did it now looking back on it, but no. So we took care of the, we tilled the soil, as it says in the Bible, and did that for a couple of hours. Once we got the hang of it, it was actually really easy to do and it was kind of fun. And then I got the idea to wear baseball cleats so I could have some traction. Again, did not want to get mowed over by
But also no shirt. Still no shirt.
It was hot.
Completely naked, but cleats. Yeah. Dicks swinging.
Yeah. It was hot. Well,
that's how they were pushing the till.
Yeah.
They're rock hard cocks.
It was a hot day. I hadn't had a lot of carbs that week. So I was like, I'm going to, you know.
I'm real confident in that bod.
I figured it'd be documented in some way. So so we did that. And then we went back to Home Depot, returned it, and then bought 20 different plants, ballpark.
A lot of different. See, this is what I love about when the garden happened. Because a lot of planning, quote unquote, was put into it, like talking drunk about how great it'd be to have our own garden where we could get our own tomatoes and chard and kale and make salads from. But then Doug just went and spent like $350 at Home Depot and no one did any research into how to start a garden.
No, not really. I'm trying to get some photos for you.
No. I think we should actually go out and look at the garden.
We'll look at the garden.
At the end of the episode.
At the end, yeah.
I feel like that's very satisfying climactic.
I like that.
It most certainly will be.
So, what did we get? We got
everything.
There were already cherry tomatoes in there. There was a garden. You could tell when we were tilling the soil, as the Bible says.
You just love saying that.
It's not every day you get a chance to say.
You look so regal.
Yeah.
Don't be distracted, but I am going to take a shot of you just the way you're sitting in your chair with your chalice.
Don't
of beer.
Get my chalice and my cross legs. But no.
Megan, you can be in the shot.
There were a couple of like cherry. What are you blocking your face?
Yes, I am.
Okay. No, there were already some.
I'm sorry. We're going to get back to this. I'm not going to not comment on Megan pretending to talk on the phone
to block my face
while I took a picture. We're going to post this when it's on the Instagram. If you're listening, you can see the picture. Why did you do that?
To block my face.
Why?
I don't know. Cause I don't want to make
you're
fun.
So, you're so
tired.
You're so gorgeous. We'll take a selfie of both of us with no makeup on.
Megan, being Perfect. The one listener of this podcast, your half your face is on the logo of Jenner's.
Fuck, I forgot.
We're not really hiding.
Damn it, everyone already knows what kinda... I look like. Shit.
We're both 5'10 and exotic brunettes, correct?
You're correct, yes. Very olive skin, both of us.
24-inch waist. Biggest titties you guys should
have
made, seen.
Yeah, the jammers just have two, like...
We really fucked this up.
Hire models.
Model. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we could do that on a future episode.
Steven, hire models. Could. You've got two sitting right here. What are you talking about, hire models?
Absolutely.
Oh, you asshole. You can't even say anything. It's a nod sarcastic.
You know what? We're going to call Dove and their Real Beauty campaign, and we're going to show you... They'll hire us. That's what they like. They're this. I'm like, I got scars. I got a cellulite patch on the back of my arm. Perfect. Yes. How do you feel about a rose body wash? Sounds good.
Wendy, Real Beauty.
Yeah, just like wrinkly. God, I look like shit. And I think it's because whatever.
You look great.
You look great.
Well, it's because I need to eat more organic vegetables.
If only there was a garden in the backyard. Back to the topic.
Look at that fucking segue.
All right, so
I mean, crushing it.
So there were cherry tomatoes already in there. And then we threw in, I think, there were heirlooms. There's an eggplant.
Squash, jalapenos, serranos.
Anaheims, zucchinis, strawberries, chard, spinach. The corn never took.
No.
Remember that? We couldn't get that to go.
I mean, corn is a large crop, isn't it? Wouldn't that take up a lot of space?
It grows up. It doesn't really grow out. It grows up. I think that was it. And then I got some marijuana clones that I threw in the middle, too.
Guess what was the most successful plant?
Jesus
Which
Christ.
You're legally allowed to grow.
Yeah.
Whoa. Ooh, you're a little nervous, huh? You think the cops are coming?
The cops are coming or they're already here? Because clearly seems an arc.
I get that a lot.
I know the code. So, yeah.
You guys playing 311 and having fun in here? Yeah, shut it down.
He's coughing into his wire. That seems like that wire's not hooked up to the audio equipment.
The connection.
SWAT team swarms in.
To steer back to 311, the first time I got high, everything's segueing back to, of course, Nick and Tim and Peanut and SA and Chad. I mean, 311. Sorry. I always think of them individually. But I'd like to play a little snippet of 311. You make me nervous. Throat dry. My brain is empty. First time I got high was 311 was playing. And I was like, oh, okay, I get it now.
So that's how you understand
the world.
There's
a weird association that I have. And I think part of it, or a lot of it, is probably that. Just
I think a lot of our listeners can relate to that.
Yeah. It was profound.
Yeah, especially when you have I had the song Broccoli by Dram, D-R-A-M. First time I heard that, I was getting fingered from behind and I squirted. And so now I love that song.
There you go.
Similar story.
You found out you're a squirter now, right?
Yeah, very recently. It's like a new thing. It's a new fun thing. And to squirt from, it's a child's pose is what I was in. The yoga child's pose.
Okay. Maybe let's call it something else in this context.
Is it?
No, just me? Okay.
Is it every time or just occasionally?
Nope. It's only when Dram is playing. I gotta have that.
It's a very specific set of circumstances. I got child's pose.
Right? Child's pose, Dram by Broccoli, featuring Lil Yacht. We'll turn it, we'll do, and now I'd like to play a clip of that song.
Wow.
Welcome back.
Anyways, so.
So gardening.
So it was my first shot at really gardening, and it turns out it is really difficult to garden. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Not just the, I mean, it's daily maintenance.
But you're from Oklahoma, I'm assuming.
I grew up in a city.
Oh.
Tulsa's like Orange County, basically. Just sprawling.
You hear that a lot.
Yeah. I love Steven being like such a hardcore New Yorker. Yeah. That you're just like,
you grew up in Oklahoma. That's just shit, right?
Aren't you all farmers? You don't, you don't live in Manhattan. I assume you're just a farmer.
Everything outside of Manhattan is farmland, right? No. The whole country's farmland.
Look, I'm from Wilmersdorf, Pennsylvania. We've got some farmland.
Yeah. So no, I get. I mean, people have asked if we live in teepees, if we ride horses all the time, and like, no,
who the fuck has asked that?
No,
it's L.A. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Peanut.
Yeah. I ran into Peanut.
Yeah, I mentioned the guys from 311. I can't wait to see your teepee.
Well, they're from Omaha, Nebraska. So, ding, ding. So that's another trivia piece. So they probably know about farmland.
This is. I want people to be playing along. Yeah.
Pencils down.
I'm playing a game. How can I tie everything into 311?
If you can, you get a drink in your own home. Yeah,
thank you. What a prize.
If you can do that, I will put back the whiskey that I stole from your cabinet and put in my purse and I said I was going to.
So, I mean, you got to water it all the time. We had a rat problem.
Oh, the rat problem was bad.
Boston traps. I have murdered multiple rats.
How do you kill them?
Some birds, rat traps.
Oh, okay.
Like a big ass mouse trap. Oh, that's a fun thing.
We
did
in New York. We keep BB guns.
Oh, there you go. God, I should. It's just
you got them in your apartment. You just cap them.
They just kind
of. No, you don't do that.
No, that's what you do.
You have BB guns and you kill rats.
No. When you have a rat problem, you purchase a BB gun, and that's how you kill a rat that is in your living space.
They don't have, you don't, can't use a trap?
What's wrong with a trap?
They don't work. They're too smart in New York. They know.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They're real grifters, those rats.
My rat's also a loan shark.
Yeah.
He's been around the block before. You don't make it in this town without knowing your way around a trap.
I mean, maybe some dumb rat that's like out in the trash, but if a rat's in your apartment.
Some rat that like just got into town from Oklahoma or some shit.
Just left his cheapy family farmer fucks in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Got into the big city.
I saw a rat. I was going to buy a BB gun, but I saw him. I saw him bobbing his head. I saw him bobbing his head to 311. So I was like, we could catch this dumb asshole in a trap.
I just fed him some weed and.
I know. Yeah. And just lure you. You've never shot a rat. Have you shot a rat?
Not in New York, in Boston. In Boston, I lived in an apartment building that actually had rats. And the move
we've
was,
all seen The Departed.
There was a.
that ending scene fucking.
Oh, that's brutal.
Oh, when they shoot all the rats at the end of the.
Yeah, when they have a rat walk across and it's like the symbolic thing. No, I would have, if I had a BB gun, I would have shot my TV. What a fucking terrible ending to that movie.
No.
We get it.
We actually had a super that would. We had a really bad rat problem. There were legit, like, large rats that would come into the apartments. And we had a super that would just. The traps weren't working and he just started shooting them.
Damn.
That's how you kill. That is
like
real.
He just busted into your apartment. No, a rat in the
he would
wall
shoot.
He
would. He would.
Open.
He would come in. You would call him whenever it would happen, or you would run down and like knock on his door. He was always there, just smoking weed, and he would grab his BB gun and come shoot the rat
great.
In your apartment.
He's just sitting there doing drugs with a gun strapped to his body.
Like I'm picturing like a cross, like
for sure.
Multiple BB guns, like a shotgun on his back,
a sombrero.
It was college, you guys. It's possible I didn't live in the nicest place.
I watched a lot of John Wayne growing up, so when I see the double cross
there
bullets,
needs to be a sombrero.
Yeah.
Can you kill a rat with a BB gun?
You could.
I feel like a BB gun's not going to do the job.
It was one of those deluxe jobbers.
I guess so. I mean, like the CO2,
like one of those things
ones.
That you're like, this real. Is in between a gun.
A deluxe.
Yeah.
Jobber.
You know what I love about not wearing the headphones is it feels like you and me can just have a conversation and Steven isn't listening.
I know. It is nice. Crazy because I feel like this is going to be a lot of crosstalk and that's fine with us because we're in California and nobody gives a fuck.
We're just chill as fuck.
So you said it's a deluxe jobber. Is that a brand of gun? I love you talking about manly shit. I love it.
Yeah, because there's nothing more manly than BB guns.
So
gardening.
Yeah. So back to gardening.
So you
gardening
didn't shoot.
So you killed the rats. How did you killed your rats with traps?
You just put some cheese or maybe some peanut butter or maybe a little combo and you just kind of let curiosity take its course and you wake up the next morning and there's a surprise waiting for you. That's typically how it goes.
You do a combo, like the combo, like the gas station snack. You do a little peanut butter, a little cheese or a combo.
Yeah,
they like a pizza combo.
Yeah. But sometimes, I mean, there were plenty of times I'd wake up and the stuff would be missing. So I don't know if they were smart or just lucky.
Getting smarter.
I've snapped myself multiple. Those things are hard to set.
They're really hard to set. I don't like doing that.
It's terrifying.
They're not easy. They're just taking the cheese.
They were on vacation.
Right. Yeah. They're like, we got to get out. It's too hot in the East Coast. It's too humid. It was just.
Like we're going to LA for the combos.
Yeah.
They put those fucking combos. What a bunch of idiots.
I know. We can just take them and then we go, this guy keeps lick open. Sorry.
Sorry, anyways, guys.
So no, it's,
I love how Doug is like, would you guys, I mean,
I'm trying to talk about how I tried and failed at gardening.
I'm trying to stay on top.
You guys, no, I don't mean to make
fail.
A thing.
This is, we don't have failures on Jammers. This
I know. The whole we're thing, here. That's a great this thing. Is,
we're here because we found a real gardening expert and we're learning.
You really.
Expert.
I love Doug crosses legs like, I'll let you guys finish. I'll run this. Peanut follows me.
Hello.
So let me handle the fucking segues.
Hello. But
anyway, so you're killing rats.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. So if the rats are coming in, what are they doing?
Eating my shit.
Yeah. But if they're already, but that doesn't make sense. So if they come in and they're eating your plants that are already out there, and then you put traps next to it with cheese, aren't they going to be like,
we didn't have a cheese plant growing. Of course, Wendy, you're going to go, there's a bunch of kale or there's cheese. What are you going for?
Depends on if I'm doing.
If you're in LA,
let's be honest.
I mean, how hot are those rats trying to be?
Yeah. It's they're LA rats. That's the thing. What if they're like vegan and they're like, we've been trying to get away from this.
Well, that's where they're like, oh my God.
Well, no,
like,
they see
be bad.
Yeah. They see, cause you're at this buffet and you see the little cheese. That's like the dessert. They have some of the chard and then they go for the dessert.
Oh, nice.
The cheese and the peanut butter.
You just had to time out their cheat day. So these LA rats, you got to wait till a Saturday.
And then they get snapped, and as they're dying, they're like, ha ha, joke's on me. So, yeah. So,
that's the rat thought.
Yeah, that's their thought. Oh, well, this is ironic. You know.
But were you able to, like, it seems like if you kill some and then more would just constantly come in. How did you end the problem? Did you leave the dead bodies of the other rats?
Yeah, like, kind of remind them. I hang them upside down like cartels.
Exactly.
I got a little line going across the garden. So, I mean, it must have been a family that I wiped out or something, because it doesn't seem like they've been an issue lately. So
fuck yeah, killed an entire family.
Never felt more alive.
This is a hunting episode.
That's part of farming, though. Is there are pests?
Yeah,
so,
defending your fucking farm.
It's all about being, you know, self-reliant. Again, when it all falls down, we're gonna have to hunt. We're gonna have to grow our own fruits and vegetables.
We're gonna have to defend ourselves from the mutant rats.
Grow our own weed. We're gonna have to do all these things.
One time, I grew weed in my closet at my last apartment, and we had spider mites. That was really bad. That was another pest. Yeah,
spider mites are awful.
Tiny little mites. If you grow indoor weed, they're attracted to marijuana and they suck out the nutrients, so it damages the plant. But they're a fucking nightmare to get rid of.
So you're saying this wasn't your first foray into gardening?
No, that was the first time. So what happened with that is I had a friend, one of my good friends, he had.
Sorry, does anyone want like a popsicle or a juice?
You know what that is? That's fucking ice cream man.
Yeah,
yeah, they walk on. They have carts. They have little carts.
Oh, fuck this.
Popsicle. Do you want corn with butter and chili powder?
It's mayonnaise and chili powder. It's even more disgusting.
They have that in New York.
Disgusting.
Though, right?
No, you mispronounced delicious.
They kind of stand.
I guess we have like ice cream trucks. I guess.
Okay. All right.
Well, now where I
have mayonnaise as a moisturizer right now because I couldn't find any coconut oil.
A few years ago, I had a friend that had some extra marijuana plants. And he was like, do you want one? He had a bunch on his balcony and he had to move. So he was like, I can't take these with me. Do you want one? He's like, yeah, sure. So my roommate and I at the time, we were like, all right, let's take this plant. Let's just throw it out on the balcony. What are you laughing at? What's going on?
The bell.
The bell.
Oh, we're laughing at the bell. I know. Megan and I are now like nervously sitting here just like we're in church giggling at each other, letting the boys talk.
This is good podcast, by the way. This is how it's supposed to be.
It is.
I think.
Learn how to grow weed, you guys.
So
I'm going to make my fortune. Somebody kill that bell.
See, this is why we're laughing, because I know you're so fucking annoying.
Murder that bell.
And it seems like he hasn't moved.
I think he can
Bring
hear
me
us.
The head
and he's
of
like,
that Mexican
dude, like,
bell.
Come out here.
Come out here, plug my business.
Yeah. and then I'll stop.
He's probably got a website and or is an actor.
Fucking.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So we had the plan. I think he's going away now. I think.
It sounds like it.
We're losing him. But he's there's going to be another one 15 minutes later. It's fine.
Fuck yes.
So, so we got this plant, a blueberry kush, and my roommate and I were like, let's just throw it on the balcony. I don't want, like, let's not nerd out about it. Let's not, like, let's just put it out, see what happens, blah, 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 blah. So put it out on the balcony, and the way weed grows is it starts flowering around October, November. Just the angle of the sun starts changing. That's when the flowers come out. The flowers are what you actually smoke. So October rolled around, no signs of it. November rolled around, there was nothing. December came, no flowering. We were like, what the fuck is going on? And we put our heads together and did a lot of research. And it turned out there was a street light up above, like an LED street light, just one street light. And that's all it took. It was getting enough light that it didn't get the signal to start flowering. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we went from let's not nerd out to we made that discovery. To like smash cut to us clearing out a closet, lining it with foil. We had fans going. We were ordering nutrients online. We were reading books, and we were like full steam ahead, like balls deep. Had just a system of lights going around. We had a schedule that we were keeping. We had timers. Like we were going balls deep.
Shit.
And as I'm doing this, I start to notice these little tiny dots, but I was like, well, it was outside. It was probably just shit. I used to live kind of by the 101 off Cahuenga, which is, it's a major street in Hollywood. So it's just like, it's probably just dust and shit from the street. And then a few days later, I looked real close and I was like, oh, these little dots are moving. And I was like, holy fuck, hit the panic button. I started researching and it turned out they were spider mites, which are huge problem with weed, like I said earlier. I mean, they're attracted to marijuana. So,
and now they're in your closet.
So now they're in your closet. They're kind of all over, it turns out. They're probably in everyone's, wherever you live. They're mites. So you're not really going to see them. Unless you have a weed plant, then you're going to have like a fucking full blown colony of them. So I started doing like really researching, and first thing I saw was ladybugs are like drawn, like love them. I absolutely love them. So I went to Home Depot.
Also sponsored by Home Depot.
Yeah, right? I just have a chart. I just have a tab at Home Depot running to any crazy idea I have. They just,
it's Doug again.
They're nice guys. Yeah. So, you can buy ladybugs at Home Depot, like 100 ladybugs. Yeah. So, and I read something. I was like, if you put them on, just little cans, they keep them in a refrigerator.
Shut the fuck up.
It kind of slows
them
down. Yes.
Are you being serious?
Yes. You can buy that. You can buy like the worms for like mealworms and shit like that.
I want to buy that just to have like a magical apartment.
Yes, just a whimsy. Ladybugs all around your apartment.
An apartment full of whimsy. So, but I read, it was like, you want to keep them from flying away. And the best thing to do is to spray soda on them, like spray Coca-Cola. So, cause it makes their wings stick together. It makes their wings stick to their body. So they can't.
It seems so cruel. Yeah.
I killed at least half of them. In a Coca-Cola bath, basically.
You just like poured Coke.
You didn't even have like a spray.
I put them in a spray bottle, but I just overdid it a little bit. And then, but still, once I poured them on, half of them just crawled away. Half of them, the other half flew away. Like there were maybe 5 left the next day out of 100. Like it was just okay. Well, that's not fucking working. So next thing I found
a bunch of dead ladybugs.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Now you've got 2 problems,
right?
Yeah. So the next option I found was to make, you can make your own, your own pepper spray. And
this is another good thing to learn for the podcast.
Yeah.
And so you just buy a bunch of habaneros and dice them up and boil them and then put them in a spray bottle. So,
ladies.
So I made my own. Yeah. So had goggles on. I had a bandana around my nose and was just dancing around this marijuana plant, just dousing it in pepper spray. And
doesn't
homemade.
That ruin the marijuana?
I mean, oh,
the
it does. Marijuana is absolutely. Absolutely, Stephen. Yes. Well, it turns out you can't use pesticides on weed. Once it's flowering, you can't really do anything with it. If it's still in the vegetative state, you absolutely can. When it's just leaves.
So the mites effectively ruin the weed.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, we still smoked
but
it
you were,
and got high. Yeah, we got about like 3 ounces out of it, which isn't a whole lot, but it was for a first go. I mean, I learned so much doing it. A lot of farming, a lot of weed growing, like anything, it's just learning as you go. And you got to understand you're going to fuck up a whole bunch before you finally figure out, like anything. I mean, like anything, new thing you do. So, but the weed outside, I got an XJ13 plant, which is a sativa, and a Gorilla Glue number 4, which is a really strong indica.
Is it a lot easier? What's the time difference that we're talking about between when you started and...
It's roughly... Well, I mean, if you plant... I mean, you can grow weed. Weed will keep growing until you stop growing it, essentially. I mean, I've seen weed plants like in farms that are like 8 feet tall, typically. I mean, you can vegetate them as long as you want. I got the ones I put in the garden. They were about this high when they were done, when they were done flowering. So when I put them in roughly, I think early September, and we probably pulled them out, I think 2 weeks prior to Thanksgiving. So just that amount of time. But if you're growing outdoors, there's nothing you can do about the cycle of the sun, the season change and all that.
Yeah, so that's what I was gonna ask. But like, do most people, when they grow indoors, are you gonna have that kind of a problem with the spider mites, or is it
there's things you can do. I mean, there's certain things. One way, I mean, you line the entire structure surrounding with tape or other things that'll deter the mites. There's one way you can like run electric current.
That sounds safe.
Yeah.
To it. Yeah, well, it doesn't. It technically is, because it doesn't take much to kill a spider mite.
Yeah.
So,
they're afraid of tape?
No, like, or sticky.
Stuck.
Sticky tape, actual physical.
Wait,
barriers.
Hold on. Yeah. Everybody stop. Wendy thought that the mites were afraid of tape. Like, yes. They saw it and they're like, their tiny mite brain was like, whoa, no.
I didn't know if they were like, those are smart bugs. They're like, we're going to get stuck on that tape. I want to get high.
No, they're very delicate. In fact, when, you know, the plants that I put outside, I asked the guy, the grower, I was like, well, you know, how what do I do? And he said, no, when they're outdoors, just the wind enough is enough to keep them away.
So ha.
I had no problem with the outdoor at all, actually.
And the rats never got into your weed?
Rats aren't into weed. Yeah. At least edibles they are. Especially almond edibles.
Yeah.
If you can work that in. And 311. No. Okay. You remember how bad the yard stank when they were like full. I mean, it was reeked of pot. Just these two plants.
It was just two plants that never came up.
That were maybe 2 feet high. Yeah, it was. I mean, the whole yard. I was worried the neighbors were like going to complain. I mean, it was.
Is it really that? And is that just when they start to flower?
When they flower, that's when they start stinking. I mean, they're girls looking to get fucked, essentially, is what a flowering weed plant is. Mm. I mean, that is what they're doing. They're trying to get laid, essentially. So they just fucking pour on the perfume. So, yeah.
Ew,
so
like
we still have.
That's a real sexy analogy.
Yeah. So I still have some. We have the last of the XJ. We're down to like the last eight. We got like two regular size mason jars of XJ and Gorilla Glue out of them. So we've been just smoking that pretty much since Thanksgiving. That's when we had the first. So
the first harvest.
The first harvest, yeah.
It was so time. Now, obviously that's probably more cost effective.
To buy
your own thing and then grow it?
For sure. I mean, the thing is, weed doesn't, I mean, it ages. So, I mean, this shit isn't nearly as strong as it was when we first, you know, started smoking it. So it definitely is still cost effective at last, but it's not going to be as strong as like the indoor stuff, because we didn't put any nutrients at all. I used water and sun.
Just natural, old fashioned weed.
Yeah, I mean the indoor stuff you buy, it's just jacked on nutrients.
Yeah.
So I mean they've got them down to like sciences, you know, with the different formulas they use. But we were just like, fuck it, let's just water and water and done. So. Yeah.
What about the food that you grew?
Oh, yeah. That's tough, I guess. Yeah, it was good. I don't know. Fuck it.
Yep, I mean, I don't really care about it.
No, not really. The tomatoes are really hard to do. We planted at the wrong time for the tomatoes because they're very sunlight.
Well, this is another important thing that I think should, again, lack of research went into this garden project. So when the plants were planted, no research was done, like what plant should be in the part of the garden that gets the most sun all day, what should be mostly in the shade. We just planted stuff to what we thought would look pleasing to our eyes.
Right.
We're like, let's put all this stuff together and then all this stuff together.
Let's do it like merchandising in a store. Yeah. Color coordinate it. Yeah. Roy G. Biv. You do things in the order of the rainbow. The human brain is stupid and likes that.
For the record, I did raise those concerns, but someone who was involved in the planning who is not in this room was like, nah, I already grew a garden in Denver. I know what I'm doing. A certain someone who was involved. It was like, totally. Like, I was like, this isn't going to get sun. He was like, nah, it'll be fine.
Listen, he's good looking. No one said he was smart.
I know. He's like, I got a mustache. Yeah. You fucking.
Yeah, I'm a fucking man.
Guys, he has a mustache here.
Totally. It was like, well, clearly he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he's got that mustache. I can't doubt him.
He said it with that Preston confidence that he has. Right. And
that
he
unwavering confidence.
And he's had a garden before, so I was like, well, he obviously knows what he's talking about, but no.
He didn't really know all that much.
No, not really. So,
but he looked good doing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, no, the tomatoes turned out really, I mean, everything turned out really good.
I mean, we did make a lot of, salads, a lot
of chard really blew up. That thing was,
you can't fucking kill that. If you want to plant a thing that you're scared to start a garden, plant chard or kale.
It's a firework, the chard.
Well, those are essentially weeds. Well, and obviously everything from the garden tasted good because if you're like smoking this crazy weed that you grew, you're like, how is there? Everything was fucking delicious. Yeah. Of course it was. Because you were high as shit. And you're just like, the dirt was great.
I will say the difference between, I mean, pulled from the garden vegetables as opposed to bought at the store. Yeah, you can.
The tomatoes were amazing. The tomatoes were insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are some tomatoes. There are some cherry tomatoes we can pick off and eat. They're really good if you're into that sort of thing.
Well, you want to do that? You want to go eat a cherry tomato?
Well, let's take a trip out to the garden.
Ooh, I see a rat trap.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
I need to reload them.
Here it is. Here's what we've still got.
Yeah, it's falling apart now.
Like we said, Doug's house is getting sold.
So, yeah. So the house got sold about 3 months ago.
And
so
what's he going to do? Maintain a garden for these assholes?
Yeah. So I just watered every day, and that's kind of about it. What we found is the soil that was here, all this grass you see was not here until we actually
tilled
the soil, as it says in the Bible, and started watering it. And then we have a lawnmower that I had to take around and do it. But I mean, the grass was like up this high at one point. We're going over this tomorrow, trimming it up. But I mean
nothing's been done in this garden. There, you can pick a tomato off right now, Steven, and shove in your face.
No, I'm all good.
I like
they're
my
really
favorite.
Good.
Tomato? I'm sure they are.
Yes, please. Tomato? I'll take a tomato. I'm not even going to wash it because you know what? This makes you healthy to eat dirt.
I think so.
Really? That's why I never get sick.
Test the immune
all the
system.
Dirt I eat, not the fact I've made my body like a poison, gross place.
You see, Megan and I are nice really good tomatoes. At... We egg each other on. I'm like, dirt's healthy for you. And she's like, yep. I was like, Megan said, so that's good.
You're like little kids that are just eating dirt.
No. We don't
dirt.
Get sick. When's last time you were sick, Steven?
I don't know, all the time.
Yeah.
Sickly in person.
Fucking seamless. Eat a goddamn dirt tomato.
Have a tomato. Have a drink. Our bodies are fully fermented.
There's some eggplants actually are viable. Those look like viable eggplants.
Those are pretty good. Yeah. Got the peppers over there.
Wendy, hello.
Now that's jalapeno and
sorry,
Anaheim over there. The Anaheim I pretty much stripped the other day and threw those into a.
We got some good ones here. We should take those off.
Kind of a. Those are poblanos, I believe.
Yeah, we could do something with them.
Stuff them with cream cheese.
Yeah, I just made like a stew that last weekend and took a lot out of this. So then the chard is that big fucking thing over there.
Well, this is what this is. You cannot kill it.
Yeah. So, and then we had the weed right there in the middle, but those,
Oh, let's go look at this. That tomato is so good.
Oh, they're delicious. And look at the eggplants. We'll get a picture of those beautiful eggplants.
I know. Ooh, I like the yellow one.
Yeah.
And there's a band setting up in the backyard next door.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
So next house, assuming we find a house,
what has a pool.
Well, we're gonna get a pool. I guess. But we also want to have like blocks of dirt as opposed to building a garden. I think that's gonna be a lot easier to control. You're not gonna have an issue with grass just kind of popping up out of nowhere. So again, that was another learning kind of thing. We really had no idea. And that's a lot of work getting rid of this grass.
Yeah, just the grass is a lot to.
Yeah, farming's a real bitch. So.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again.
Play the track.